Your sound of the Winelands, KC 107.7.
Nou kry ons gereed om daardie insigvolle onderhoud te voer met die IC, met Ilke van die IC. Dit is baie belangrike feite wat vir jou gegee word. So bly gerus net waar jy is, want jy wil dit nie misloop nie. Hi Ilke, how are you today?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm very well. Now, we are talking about the IEC official. On the 6th of December last year, the Commission announced the dates for the second and final registration weekend ahead of the upcoming 2024 general elections. Can you confirm this?
Absolutely, yes. The country's 23,296,000 voting stations will be open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday the 3rd and Sunday the 4th of February 2024 to allow new voters to register and existing voters to inspect and, if necessary, update their registration details. The Electoral Commission is hopeful that the second registration weekend will build on and support the satisfactory turnout recorded during the first registration weekend in November last year.
So Ilke, who is eligible to register to vote?
Citizens aged 16 years and older can register to vote. All they need are a South African identity document, either a green barcoded ID book, smart card ID, or a valid temporary ID certificate.
Other than the identity document, is there anything else that voters need in order to register to vote?
When registering, voters will need to provide the address or description of where they live to allow the Electoral Commission to place them on the correct segment of the voter's roll. However, proof of address is not required to register as a voter.
And what about the South Africans that are living overseas? Do they have to come back home in order to register to vote during the upcoming registration weekend?
Similarly, South Africans living abroad had an opportunity to register at South Africa's 120 High Commission, embassies and consulates. The Electoral Commission is pleased to confirm that South Africans abroad had their voter registration weekend at high commissions, embassies and consulates on the 26th, 27th and the 28th of January 2024. The international segment of the voters' roll for out-of-country registrations stood at approximately 18,000 South Africans ahead of registration weekend out of the country. Following the registration weekend, the segment of the roll now stands at 29,318,000 voters. We take pleasure in announcing a new and additional voter registration modality for South Africans living abroad. For the first time, South Africans abroad may now register as voters using the online self-registration portal by visiting online.elections.org.za/voter-portal and capturing the details and uploading a scanned image of their identity document. The portal has extended convenience to the category of voters. The Electoral Commission wishes to acknowledge and communicate its appreciation to the Department of International Relations and Cooperation for its continued collaboration in ensuring the sustained franchise of South Africans abroad.
And what about those who have relocated since the last voters' registration?
For the first time with national and provincial elections, in the 2024 election, you must register where you live and vote where you are registered. So if you moved since you last registered to vote, you need to register at your new address. However, those who are unavoidable reasons are likely to find themselves outside of their voting station of registration on election day must give prior notice of the intention to vote at a different voting station. Application dates for voting at a different voting station will be published in the election timetable to be released after proclamation of election.
And then as of the 2021-2022 fiscal year, the grand total of prisoners in South Africa amounted to 143,223. Mm-hmm. And this number has been increasing. Will these prisoners also be given an opportunity to register and vote?
Indeed, voter registration will also be conducted in correctional centers around the country to allow inmates to exercise their right to vote. Working with the Department of Correctional Services, the Commission has undertaken the registration of inmates in the correctional centers between the 30th of January and the 1st of February 2024. Family members of those who are incarcerated in correctional facilities was requested to deliver the identity documents of inmates to take to them ahead of the registration drive.
And what measures has the Commission put in place to inform and educate citizens about the importance of registering to vote?
The Electoral Commission will be supporting the registration drive with a rollout of national communication and education campaigns to encourage participation. The key thrust of the campaign will retain its youth focus and urging young first-time voters to register. As at 24 January 2024, we started rolling out a multimedia campaign to inform and educate citizens about voter registration on television, SABC education, radio, community radio, campus radio, and TV, and other digital platforms such as Facebook, X, WhatsApp, Instagram, YouTube, etc. The campaign will run until 17 February 2024.
And where can people get more information about voter registration and elections?
The Electoral Commission's contact centre continues to be operational to assist citizens with queries and information about the registration process and information related to location of voting stations. The contact centre, which can be reached on 0800 11 8000, operates from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. weekdays. People can also contact the IEC local office on weekdays during office hours.
When exactly are the 2024 elections?
South Africa's seventh democratic elections must be held between May and August 2024. The exact date of the elections will be announced by the President early in 2024. Make sure you don't miss out. Get ready to vote in the 2024 election.
Do you have any last comments before we finish?
The online voter registration portal remains available until the date of proclamation of the election. First-time voters to register, and for those who are already registered to update the registration details. This is very important. Registered voters can assist the Electoral Commission website and visit the Electoral Commission website by visiting www.elections.org.za to check their current registration details and voting station location. They can also SMS the ID number 32810 to receive an SMS containing the address of the voting station. This is charged at 1 rand. The Electoral Commission appeals to all stakeholders, including expatriate community, political parties, aspirant independent candidates, government departments and entities, the media and civil society organizations, including labor, business, NGOs, religious-based organizations, traditional leaders, and all community organizations to support the registration drive and encourage voter registration ahead of the election. It is your democracy. Own it.
In closing, how can listeners get in touch with the IEC?
For more information, you can keep in touch with us on the following platforms. You can reach us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is at IEC South Africa. On WhatsApp, you can just send hi to 0600 88 0000, and we'll visit our website at www.elections.org.za, or you can send us an email on info@elections.org.za.
This conversation has been very insightful. Thank you for sharing that information with us, and we definitely hope to see you guys voting or registering to vote this weekend, 3 and 4 February 2024. At your voting stations. It's available from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., like Ilka said. So do not miss out the chance to register and vote, because your vote definitely counts and it definitely can make a change.
Yes, thank you very much for the opportunity.
The city's favorite, KC 107.7 FM. The sound that sets you free.